And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show along with Robert from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Robert.
Good afternoon, Sherry.
How's it going?
Yeah. Doing great.
We've got some great guests today on Talk of the Town. Stepping Stone Agencies, Coaching Clarity by Definition, Prescott's Area Artist Studio Tour, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have some great guests, and you get to introduce them.
Thank you, Sherry. We sure do. Our first guest is from Stepping Stones Agencies. Alexis Miller and Brandon Duncanson. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it. Good job.
Yay!
Hi, guys.
Thank you, guys. Welcome to the show. I know you have lots going on at Stepping Stones Agencies.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to throw right over to you guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Fantastic. Stepping Stones, we are a local nonprofit organization. We provide 24/7, 365 advocacy services and safe shelter for families affected by domestic violence. Our helpline is always available. Advocates are there day and night. You can call that number and always reach someone if you're in need of help, which is really amazing because so many of our law enforcement or other agencies in the community know that they can reach our advocates in the middle of the night or on the weekends when maybe certain locations are closed and they're not able to find help. So we're so grateful to be able to do that. And we've been doing that for 38 years, if you can believe it.
Wow, yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah, we're so grateful.
What a great resource for our communities.
Yes, definitely.
It's also really nice because even if somebody's not seeking any kind of emergency shelter, if they're just looking for help for information with like child care or things along those lines, they can still contact one of our advocates, and our advocates have a lot of resources available that they can help better direct other people. So yeah, it's nice that they have a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You know, that's a great point you bring up, Brandon, because, you know, many times even at the chamber we get calls for services, and it's good, you know, we have a list, but you have folks that are working on this 24/7, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's wonderful. That's great news.
We've
got something special coming up.
We do. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're so excited. We have quite a few events coming up to raise awareness, to just help people know that we're here in the community, as well as the other organizations that are here that are working on all of these kinds of issues. But the first one's kind of a fun one.
Yeah, we've got National Coffee Day coming up this Saturday. Woohoo! Free
National Coffee Day at Step One Coffee House. So what does that mean?
That means that if you swing by the Step One Coffee House out in Prescott Valley, we're located at 6719 East 2nd Street. It's right behind our red building that's there, the big red thrift store for Stepping Stones. We're going to be having free cups of coffee going for all of our customers, as well as our coffee roaster, Rich Gregory. There we go. Couldn't get his name right. He's going to be coming out doing a little bit of a demo. We'll have a special anniversary blend, and it's just going to be amazing. We're super excited for it.
That sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. And that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And we're open from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good to know. So free coffee there.
Free coffee, that's number one.
Right on.
Uh-huh. Following that, on Tuesday, October 2nd, from 8 to 9:30 in the morning, we are hosting Coffee with a Cop at Step One Coffee House as well. It's a great opportunity for anyone in the community to come by the coffee house and meet with local law enforcement in Prescott Valley. They are open to you asking questions, to just coming by and saying thank you for serving our community, and we will be having some free coffee there too.
Awesome.
It's always a great turnout.
Have a special blend, like a cop blend.
I don't know about that, but we'll probably be serving the anniversary blend
that
we have coming up, because Step One Coffee House is having our 15-year anniversary come October. So yeah, it should be really nice. And the Prescott Valley Police Department, those guys are great. So it's always nice to come out, interact with them, meet them face to face, and hopefully not be too scared, because you don't see them in the rearview mirror now. You're okay.
I think it's great when people can connect with the police, because they're people too, and we all have jobs to do, and their job is just maybe a little different than ours.
Yeah, exactly.
Making sure everybody follows the law. So it's great that you create that opportunity.
Yeah, and we're excited because it does give that in to talk about domestic violence in our community and be able to connect people with our law enforcement who are there to help. Mm-hmm. And this is the third year we've hosted this event over at the coffee shop, so we're happy to have them back again this year.
Super excited.
Yeah.
And more free coffee.
And more free coffee. The next day is a special event, annual event that we do every year with the Coordinated Community Response Team, and that is Take Back the Night. And Take Back the Night is an evening event. It's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in Prescott Valley at the Civic Center. And it's a great opportunity to come together. We remember those who've lost their lives to violence in our community. And there's several guest speakers that come in and are able to just share about that encouragement and that empowerment to overcome these issues and to kind of take back your lives and move forward in a positive way. So it's a really special event. There's a candlelight vigil and lots of resources, lots of community agencies come out and support this event. And it's open to the public, so anyone can join us.
And can you, for those that may be just joining us, can you repeat that date?
Yes. So Wednesday, October 3rd, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. is Take Back the Night at the Prescott Valley Civic Center.
Okay, very good.
And more free coffee.
And we'll be there. There will be coffee. Yes, Brandon, there'll be coffee there.
Surprise.
Hey, all right.
We're kind of pushing the coffee.
We really like coffee. We could have played as a coffee song.
We do. And people like our coffee, so we want to provide it.
we do drink a lot of coffee amongst our group anyway, so why not share with everyone?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But so you've got the coffee part for this Saturday, and then on October 2nd, and then this wonderful celebration on October 3rd.
Yes, but we're not done yet.
Nope.
Oh, no, we're not done.
All right.
Coming up October 17th, that's Wednesday, we'll be having our Prescott Valley Chamber Mixer, the after-hours business mixer, at the Step One Coffee House. That'll be from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and it's just a great event for anybody who is from the Quad City area, or Cinco City area, I think is what I hear in the radio. These days, come on out, check us out, you know, rub elbows with other business members and owners. And it's just, it's great because you get to find out who else is in the community trying to work together and really strive to keep it, you know, an amazing community.
There you go.
Simple as that.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then, as Brandon mentioned, so our coffee house is actually celebrating its 15th anniversary this year.
Yep.
And on top of it, our thrift stores are also celebrating 20-year anniversary this year, too.
Wow.
So.
Something about
so
this time
of year. There's just like a lot of celebration.
I
like to think so.
It's been a really fun ride, and we're so grateful, and we love celebrating with the community. So we're excited. At the end of October, we're going to have another little special event at the coffee shop. Details are still coming on that, which will be on our website. Mm-hmm. And then the same with the thrift store. The first weekend of November, we're going to have some special sales going on at all three of our thrift store locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, as well as just a fun celebration. It's going to be a really great time to remember those 20 years of serving this community in that particular way, because our thrift stores are more than just a fun place to shop and find some really unique treasures, but it also provides that paid job training, which we're really excited about and something that we've done for quite a few years.
Yeah.
It allows people who are either in our programs or maybe just need a second chance and are looking for some job skills and need a little bit of that support in a safe environment, they can come and work with us, and we're able to provide that paid job training so that they can learn those skills and get out in the community at our other businesses.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, so you have these thrift stores, and we get a lot of calls. People can donate to that.
Yes, they can.
So there's that opportunity as well.
Definitely, yeah. Both in Prescott and in Prescott Valley, you can drop off donations at either of our stores. That is Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. and on Sunday from 10 to 4. One exception is Wednesdays in Prescott Valley. We don't accept drop-offs, but the rest of the time we're open for that. And you can always call our stores and ask questions if there's something you need to know about what you can or can't drop off as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And you'll take pretty much anything? Mostly?
Most things, yeah.
Most things.
As long as they're still in good condition.
Robert's cat.
They won't take the cat.
So.
I've dropped off lots of things.
Thank you.
Not the cat.
No, keep that one.
Yeah.
All of our hours and locations, all of those details are on our website, which is steppingstonesaz.org. And you can always call our helpline if you need any kind of assistance in the community. And that number is 928-445-HOPE. So you can remember it. 445-HOPE is our helpline number.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate you being on the show. We congratulate you with all the celebrations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Coffee shop and the thrift stores. What more can you ask for?
That's right. We're really grateful.
But more importantly, we thank you for the service that you do for our communities.
Thank
Happy
you,
to
Sherry.
Help.
We
Happy
appreciate
to be here.
It.
Thank you.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Bulls are back at Cliff Castle Casino. It's the return of the Bull Bash, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Budweiser. Don't miss championship bull riding Friday and Saturday night, October 12th and 13th in the Stargazer Pavilion. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the action starts at 7 for both nights. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under, and are available at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com or at the casino cashier. Buy your tickets early. They go up $5 the day of the show.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. From Coaching Clarity by Definition, Debbie Peterson is here.
Hi.
And Coaching Clarity by Definition is a new chamber member.
I am a new chamber member.
You kind of blotted that out a little bit. Sorry about that. My lips didn't work. That was chamber member.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the company business.
Okay. My name is Deborah Peterson, and I am the owner of Coaching Clarity by Definition. I'm a professionally certified life coach, ordained counselor, and ordained clergy.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And while we were just talking, you mentioned that you recently just moved your office.
I did. I was located in Prescott Valley here for a while and still working actually at Yavapai Regional Medical Center until I could get on my feet, doing a lot of this probably unbeknownst to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But making my breakout here now, I've relocated to Prescott. I am down at the Prescott Lakes. Let's see, where am I? Right there on the... What is street is that? I almost forgot.
Is that Willow Lake?
The Commerce Center
okay,
Circle.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Where we have one of our chamber members there, Sir Speedy, in
oh,
that
yes,
area.
They're actually across from me, just
okay,
the parking
okay,
lot.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. Gotcha. Well, tell us, Debbie, how did you get into this career, this profession?
Well, being a professionally certified life coach was something just from my past. Had a very, very traumatic childhood. Had a lot of things to work through for myself. And I wasn't, you know, psychology didn't do it for me. I just wasn't on page 238.
Okay.
And so I had just a passion to help people with trouble, having been through so much myself.
And so now, just through your own personal experiences, you're able to help other folks.
It is that, and obviously a lot of study. I went on to get my ordination as a clergy, studied 36 different religions, and wanted to just see through the filter people were using, because a lot of those perspectives can be self-sabotaging, even
interesting
religion. So yes.
So can you also marry people?
I can do
technically
that. Yeah. I've done two marriages.
Have you?
The last 2 years, I think one in 14 actually, and one in 15, And then I've dedicated babies.
Aww.
So, yeah, I do all of that. If you know me, I don't announce it usually.
Right, sure.
But people that get to know me know that I do that.
That you can do that. Well, I mean, that's all part of it, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So what is it? So tell us a little bit more about this. This is fascinating.
My motto for my particular life coaching is creating a transformation in people's life. In better words, changing who we are on the inside, so what we do and how we respond to life changes. Who we are and what we do is always working behind the scenes, and unknowingly or unconsciously, incompetently, it defines our identity. And people are not aware that those negative thoughts that are just not subconscious are actually making you be the person that you believe in, and that's the dialogue you keep.
Wow.
I'm always inspired by King Solomon. That was about 3,500 years ago. He said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So as a man is calculating, and half the time we don't even know what we're calculating, it's on a subconscious level. But we are masters at what it is we believe. So we're masters at the predicament that we're in life. We're not so good at defining the trouble that's causing the problems in our life. That's where I come in. I'm a trouble hunter.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds amazing. Where were you when I was raising my four children?
Exactly. I have four children myself. All
okay.
Grown,
yep.
Six
my
grandchildren.
Same here. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Sweethearts.
Well, I can tell that this really brings out the passion in you as far as you. It seems like you really enjoy working in this field.
I love it. I wish I could do it for free. I don't want to turn anybody away. I have a habit of sometimes reducing even prices when I know somebody's financially challenged. I do offer a 30-minute free consult. It's not unlike me to go an hour with them just to really see if we're a fit, really see if I'm going to be able to help them, which I've not been turned down to date. But
I can't imagine. Now, is there a particular age group, Debbie, that you work with,
you
or
know,
how does that work?
There's really not. It seems that people that are in their 40s, up to, I've had my oldest client is 71.
Okay.
And so I think that is a defining moment in our life when you're like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm done with trouble. I'm done with these problems. Nothing seems to change. I feel stuck. I'm emotionally exhausted. The list goes on and on as to why people finally seek out help. And being a life coach is not the same as a psychologist. I'm not trying to find out the psychology of why you are. I'm looking at the root, like, why we have feelings of anger, resentment, of feelings of a sense of loss, avoidedness in people's life. It's much different. And so life coaching is kind of like coaching somebody who wants to be better at skating. I'm coaching you to be better at life.
Wow. That's well put. I love it. Yeah, yeah. I've never heard it described that way before. That's amazing. And is there anything else?
Well, I was going to say, I know your listeners will identify with this, Sherry.
Uh-huh.
We have an insatiable need to be accepted. And so we're doing everything to be accepted and to gain approval. And we're okay with dancing to somebody else's tune at the expense of losing what's important to us, what's meaningful to us, and that's our values. Mm-hmm. People are not in tune with their values. And when you're not in tune with what values you have, life doesn't really have a whole lot of meaning. And I'm finding that that's why people are just, I like to use the term, they are emotionally fatigued. And when we're emotionally fatigued, it owns us. It owns every aspect, mm-hmm. all of our relationships. So I teach people to not do what they're doing to gain acceptance and approval. You're approved of.
Mm-hmm.
You're you.
Right.
And I don't like pop psychology saying, hey, be the best version of yourself. People are like, what does that look like?
Yeah, what's right. the version?
What does that
yeah.
look like?
And I think that's where you come in to kind
that
of pull
That is where
it out.
I come in, and the version yeah. is your values.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these mantras, these sayings, but nobody takes the time to make it applicable. How do I apply my values? How do I get a life that's congruent with my values? Who I am and what I do. That's different. If you ever ask somebody, hi, who are you? And they'll tell you what they do.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is not who you are. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. Yeah. I love this. This is great. I'm really happy to have you on our show today. Can you tell us a little bit about the involvement in the community I know we were talking about that a little earlier.
Yes, my involvement. I've done a self campaign with a few at this time with a few business owners. I would like to get in and do some employee meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to be changing the way some of the culture, some of the society, and different businesses are run. There's always a lot of problems mm-hmm. with coworkers, with just employees, period. And I've been working with Sandy Griffiths from the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Mm-hmm. I was involved in a workshop with them, and by popular demand here, we're going to be doing another one.
Oh, wonderful. So, and what was the topic of that workshop?
Yeah, the topic of that was how to deal with clients.
Okay.
And because that's not always a happy thing.
Right.
I mean, there can be a lot of anger issues. There can mm-hmm. be a lot of I'm not paying you because. So we did that workshop, and we're going to be doing another one from what I hear.
That's wonderful.
It sounds like the word will get around on something like that. We could use a workshop like that for our Prescott Chamber members,
right.
I think.
Yeah. They say, who needs a life coach? And I go, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
needs
Absolutely.
Someone to bounce ideas off of, to bounce your trouble off of. I look at people's problems, and they want me to cancel all their problems, and I go, I can't chase your problems,
right.
but I can find the root, the mm-hmm. trouble that's mm-hmm. producing these problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really like how you described it, because I don't know if everyone understands or the meaning of life coach, like, you know, what that means. And so I really appreciated the way that you described that.
Thank you.
That was very helpful to understand that, and hopefully our listeners understand it as well.
Yes, yes. And this goes from, you know, a lot of people just want to work on themselves. They don't want to touch their vocation necessarily. Most of them don't realize until we are talking that actually their religion has been a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm.
And I can open up new perspectives for them there based on mm-hmm. what it is their belief is. And again, who we are and what we do, it's always, always, always working behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You're never free from those two conflicting. Again, it would be our character versus what we're doing, our behavior.
Wow. So
those things are not always congruent.
Right, right. So, well, you know, I heard this saying one time, and I've just got to share it. I've heard the saying that someone said to me, you don't have problems, you just think you do. It kind of aligns to what you've been speaking of.
And that is true, because actually, it's just like, I think it was David Berlow who said, words don't have meanings, people do. And so if we've been insulted, we've been criticized, we've been judged, our character has been bullied through life, we believe that report because it matches our self-report.
Mm-hmm.
So words don't have meanings, people do. And you're going to hear me the way you hear me. You may not even hear what I said, but you're going to hear me the way you hear me. And that's based on your past tragedies, your past insults mm-hmm. and injustices. I like to quote Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorite. He says, the price of anything is the amount we exchange for it. And I really, really, that is my platform with people, with individuals. The price of anything, where you're at in life, cost you something, and I help you find the exchange, and we remove that.
That's amazing. That's very cool.
That's what we do.
That's awesome.
And you can't tell, I'm smiling ear to ear, but I love it. I love trouble.
Yeah.
I love trouble.
I'd like to introduce you to Robert.
Hey, Robert, I have a card.
Right on the air.
No. Well, I'm just teasing.
Oh, we can tell that you
fun.
Love your work.
No, that is really
we really can tell just by looking at your face. You can
I love my work. Yeah. So if folks wanted to get a hold of you, how would they connect with you?
They can reach me by calling me or texting me to 928-830-4606. You can email, that's mylifenow@cableone.com. Actually, it's cableone.net. I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
Yeah, do that again.
mylifenow@cableone.net. They can also get a hold of me on my webpage, and that is Deborah Peterson with an O, lifecoach.com.
So in addition to life coaching, it sounds like you would customize some workshops for folks based on what their needs are, like you mentioned, with through Sandy and
yes.
that sort of thing.
Yes, I would customize based. I would meet with the owner and or maybe even the HR manager, whomever's doing the hiring,
mm-hmm.
Whomever is over all of the employee meetings. I've just had a lot of feedback. A lot of my clients, one of the first complaints is work,
mm-hmm.
job, coworkers. My boss doesn't recognize me. My boss has favorites. You know, I work really hard, but I don't get the accolades that the non-worker gets. And it's just on and on with these issues. And it just dawned on me, I really should do a personal campaign here to meet up with these business owners here in our Tri-City area, and let's make things better.
Right.
Well, that's why you joined the chamber.
So. Right. Yes. You got that
to,
right.
To get that connectivity.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a really loaded question, and you've probably already answered this in many ways, but what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
Showing people or individuals, however you want to hear that, principle. When we can live a life that has principle and not just mantras and feel-good things, pop psychology, but when I can share the principle of soul to individuals, that aha is my payday. That aha and seeing them find that new path and have that new momentum, that fresh zeal now for their life is, I don't have words. It's beyond rewarding for me, beyond rewarding.
Oh, wow.
Just seeing that, just witnessing that is.
Mm-hmm. And I can't recall, because I know we were talking about it perhaps online, but you've been doing this for how long now?
10 years.
10 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was kind of under the radar doing it because I did work for Yavapai Regional Medical Center. I was their secretary at the Del Webb. Mm-hmm. And just kind of doing this on the side till I got too busy, you know. And then it was like, well, I can't do both. And so I launched my business in 2014 officially. And then kind of sat back a little bit, probably for another year, still working for Del Webb.
And it's always hard when a business is trying to start. You're
yes.
in that threshold
yes.
where you want to get on your own,
yes.
but you still have some things to take care of.
That was me. Luckily for yeah. me, I got off early enough to where a lot of people don't get off work till 4 or 5 o'clock. So mm-hmm. I was burning the oil.
Oh, it sounds
I was
like
burning
it.
The oil. But so happy that I've arrived right here.
Wonderful.
So.
Well, again, for our listeners' sake, if you could share your contact information so that they can get a hold of a life coach, and that would be great.
Again, that is you can text or leave a message at 928-830-4606. You can email mylifenow@cable1.net, or you can get on the web and get a hold of me. That is DeborahPetersonLifeCoach.com.
Well, Debbie, we're so happy to have you here today, and your story is amazing.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I appreciate what you've shared with us
right
and
on.
Anything that we can do to help you. And I think we also have your information at the chamber office
yes,
as well.
Yes, we do. Yep, we sure do.
So we can, you know, if anybody is looking for this type of service or perhaps creating a program,
yes.
they can get in touch with you.
That is correct. Thank you, guys. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. What does that lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, a huge event is coming up in Prescott, and you all need to be part of it. I'm talking about the party to celebrate one of our hometown heroes, World War I aviator and Prescott High School football star Ernest A. Love. It's all happening on Thursday. Thursday evening, October 4th, at the Holiday Courtyard in downtown Prescott. Great price, too. Only $30 for a single ticket and two for $50. All proceeds benefit the American Legion Ernest A. Love Post 6. Besides no host beer and wine, they'll also have a World War I signature drink, the Old Fashioned. There'll also be tasty hors d'oeuvres, music by the Mood Swings, World War I patriotic decor and model airplanes, and a special 1918 Buick. Tickets are available online at Prescott.org and at the Recreation Services Office in the Armory. It's party time!
Oh, yeah. We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. A warning to not fake passengers in your vehicle if you're driving alone in the HOV lane. Quinton Meir with DPS says a female driver learned that the hard way earlier this month and got fined. Meir says a motorcycle trooper spotted the vehicle September 11th in the HOV lane, saw no one else, and pulled her over. The trooper got suspicious about a blanket covering a baby seat.
The trooper wanted to talk to her, saw the blanket, saw the baby seat, saw the two legs, and he asked her to move the blanket, which she did, and it was a doll in the baby seat. This is the second time in less than a week that we have caught something like this. You know, our motorcycle trooper got this one. I believe it was a lady was pulled over and had a mannequin in the car with her.
Meir points out a real baby counts as a second occupant under carpool rules, but obviously a baby doll does not. Meir says fines start at $400. It's the Diamondbacks and Dodgers tonight, the final home game this season, live from Chase Field at 6 o'clock with Greg Schulte on KQ&A-FM. Beautiful Indian summer weather, sunny and warm and dry today and into and through your KQ&A weather weekend, with clear skies this evening, chilling to about 51 overnight in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny highs around 85 tomorrow and Friday, the low 80s this weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear and cool late tonight, down near 56. Sunny highs around 95 tomorrow and Friday, 91 this weekend. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Good morning, my favorite daughter. Welcome to the Auto Hahn Ride Chair. I'm your driver, Catherine Hahn. If you'd care for a beverage, just open the stow-and-go storage system and you'll find juice boxes and animal crackers.
Mom, not this again.
In-ride entertainment is available with the UConnect Theater. There's games, apps, and all my favorite movies already queued up.
Bored!
Here at Auto Hahn, safety is our top concern. That's why we only drive the Chrysler Pacifica. Here we are. I expect a 5-star review.
The Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our pre-buy flyer in the mail or take care of everything online at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest, who is no stranger to this studio.
No stranger at all. Neither is the big event that's coming up, and she'll tell you all about it. We have Prescott Area's Artist Studio Tour, and Donna Carver is here.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. And that's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful.
It's hard to get out. Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour.
Yeah, but it's a great event every year in Prescott.
It is. Thank you so much. Yes, it is always the first weekend in October, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's always from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This year, it's October 5th, 6th, and 7th. So I tell everyone that comes by my studio on October 5th, which is my birthday, wish me a happy birthday, please.
Well, happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you. Well, we are so honored this year. We have 80 master artists that have been juried onto the tour.
Wow.
They're going to be in 51 private studios. Plus, we have another approximately 30 artists that are going to be in three different art centers. I must say and emphasize that this is a free, self-guided tour, that you can begin the tour anywhere at any location. Every artist studio that's open will have the booklets, and these are beautiful booklets.
They are.
And the booklets are arranged by the artists themselves, and then the next section is the mediums. So if you only like ceramics, or you only like oil painting, or you only like metalwork or glasswork, you can go see all those artists instead of, you know, just going to the whole event. And then the back of the book is made up of maps.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And it groups them all, and then the maps are divided again to parts of town. And it's the Prescott area. We have them all the way out to Paulden and Chino Valley, and we have them in Prescott. And so you can start anywhere, but I would say to everyone, you would want to visit our website. It is brilliant. They have done such a great job, and it's very interactive. So the website is www.prescottstudiotour.com. And when you go on it, you see, like you see in the brochure, the artist's name and a piece of their work, but then you push on it, and it opens up to their private page, and it has five of their work, so you get to observe more to see if that's where you want to go. And then there's a button you can push and actually get directions from your home to each of these places if you wish to. So it's very, and it's very user friendly, very user friendly. So it's a very rare opportunity that the public gets to not only meet the artist, but meet the artist in their creative space, in mm-hmm. their studio. Mm-hmm. And so you get to see all the work, what they work with, how they set it up. They'll talk about their process, mm-hmm. which I love doing, especially my fine art printmaking process.
And some of the artists are actually working on pieces also?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's what I love.
Yeah, they're working on theirs. Like at my studio, I have examples of what a solar etching is, what a plate looks like. I have a dry point etching, and I have the people touch it so they can see that this has been carved with dental tools into plastic. So I have all these things set up so that they can get educated, and so do the other artists, mm-hmm. and they will be painting. I'm not painting. I'm doing fine art printmaking. But the other thing I want to say is all the art that is in everyone's studio is for sale. So if something talks to you, you just take out your little credit card
and
hand it to them, make the purchase, and take that baby home, because I would say 99.9% of the artists have squares, so they can make point of sales with credit cards.
Wonderful.
And that makes it a lot easier for the purchaser.
The now, one thing I wanted to yes. quick question
Please.
Here, I know we have a lot to cover, but this is one thing, because I'm new to the area.
Okay.
And last year I noticed these signs, and some of the studios are actually in people's homes.
Yes, they are.
So that
Good
is something
point.
That, don't be afraid. Look for the yellow sign.
Yes. Look for, thank you. Look for the yellow signs. And
you know,
it is in people's home.
Right.
And these artists feel comfortable with you coming into their home and then walking into their studio, because otherwise they would not do that.
Right. So I just wanted to bring that up, because I remember seeing the signs, and you know, sometimes you're like, clarify that.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It isn't always a separate building, or like my studio's on the lower level of Mountain Artist Guild and I have a studio in there. It isn't always like that. People create everywhere. There's no limitation and no one should feel a limitation. Now, if you're limited on time, I always say to the people, you might want to do the three art centers that are in the center of town. So I say, come to Mountain Artist Guild first, which is on 228 North of Larkin, right near Sheldon. It's the second building in, and we have approximately 20 or so artists there. On the first floor you walk in, we have two large rooms that the artists will be in, and then you come on downstairs, come and visit me in Studio 2, and then we have another large room, and there'll be another group of artists there. Then what you do is you walk out the back door on the lower level and go across the alley to Tiz Annex.
Yeah.
And they're going to, Patty Ortiz is going to have the door open, and you go in there, and she has eight artists there. George Lewis, the master photographer that studied under Ansel Adams, is going to be there. And then you go out their front door and go up two buildings and across the street to Prescott Center of the Art, and they're going to have another 5 to 7 artists there. So within that time frame, you're seeing almost 30 artists.
Wow.
And so if you're short of time, it's a great way to be able to take it all in. And when I say artists, let me just kind of mention some of the mediums that the artists are working in. There are painters, there are fine art printmakers, there's jewelers. Some of the jewelers are master artists, like Ryan is a master jeweler. He does high-end jewelry. And then we have other artists like Lynn Schmidt that makes, she does wire turning and puts on semi-precious stones, and it's beautiful. We have potters and ceramicists. We had woodworkers and wood turners and wood carvers. We have fabric artists. We have weavers, we have glass artists and metal artists and so many more. So there's something for everyone. And I also like it when the grandparents and the parents bring the children so that they can get exposed to the arts, all the different kind of arts. You never know what might spike their interest. And it's a great time. They get to go in a studio and they get to see the rollers and the paintbrushes and all that other kind of stuff, which is absolutely wonderful. The other thing I don't want to forget to mention is it's free to the public. It's a public free gala pre-tour reception, which is going to be held on Wednesday, October 3rd from 5 to 7 at the Elks Theater here in Prescott on the third floor. And this is so much fun because there's going to be music and wine and food.
Ooh.
And the artists are going to be there. You get to meet the artists. Each artist is going to have one of their works there. So if you take the time to go to the website first, and I greatly encourage this.
Right.
Go to PrescottStudioTour.com, www in the front, and visit some of the mediums that you like. Then you're going to get to see what's in the book. You pick up your brochure there if you haven't already got it. You can mark what you like and then go see it in person with the artist there. And then you can decide, like, is this worth my trip? Or if I'm limited on time, you set your priority, because all of us have time limits, you
know. Well, sure.
So that is such a great opportunity. So this is free to the public. It's a gala pre-tour reception on Wednesday, October 3rd from 5 to 7. Food, drinks, the artist, and their art. I mean,
in the Elks building itself is kind of a piece of art.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
It's so beautiful on the third floor.
And I noticed you have some raffle opportunity.
Thank you again. Mm-hmm. Yes. The major philanthropic cause that the studio has is raffling off. Each artist in their studio will have a raffle of one of their original works of art. Wherever you buy your raffle tickets, you don't have to all put them into that one bucket. You can save them and put it in another studio if you see something else you like. Mm-hmm. But the money that is raised, the majority goes for children art programs here in Prescott.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you for mentioning
that. So this whole tour is at no charge.
No charge. It's free.
And there's this beautiful brochure that will help guide it,
yes,
guide
absolutely.
You through this process.
And you can pick those up at the visitor center if you happen to be downtown.
Great.
I have a good supply of those.
And it's broken into artist and medium and maps.
I like that part, too.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that really helps the public.
Yes, it does. Yes,
and
it really
so
does.
You get to experience some wonderful art in all types of media and also help our schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bring art to the children.
Wow. That's,
yeah,
that's amazing.
So it's October. Always the first weekend in October, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 5th, 6th, and 7th from 10 to 4, and it is free.
Wow. Well, thank you, Donna. It's always such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so
much. And you
very
always
much.
Have so many fun things you're working on.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate you, too.
Oh,
thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, now it's our turn to talk a little bit about what's going on.
Isn't that cool? Because we kind of have all this stuff going on in the Prescott area.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is amazing.
Thank you all for joining us today. On Friday, September 28th, we have a Veterans Stand Down Job Fair. So all you veterans out there looking for jobs or anybody else, it's on Friday the 28th at the Frontier Village Center from 10 to 2. So come on down for that. That's the Veterans Stand Down Job Fair at the Frontier Village Center.
Wonderful.
Friday the 28th. Also, we have our historic downtown walking tour, which will be Friday and Sunday this week, because we have a special event on the plaza, which will be the Hope Fest on the Courthouse Plaza from 10 to 8, and that will be on Saturday the 29th. Oh, gosh, which other ones can I talk about?
Oh, we've got the Fourth Friday Art Walk.
The Art Walk is going on Friday the 28th also. There's a Pumpkin Fest and Corn Maze at Mortimer Farms, a big supporter of the Chamber. That will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So go on by with the family for that. That would be a blast, too.
You got to love the Pumpkin Festival.
Yeah.
We just had our Farm to Table event out there with our 350 of our best friends.
That was so fun being out there.
That was a great time.
Right beside all the corn growing.
Oh, yeah. And then one of my personal favorites on Saturday, September 29th, the Prescott Farmers Market. And they're going to have apple cider pressing.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. I'm going to go down there just for the apple cider, I think.
Oh,
it's all
yeah.
local apples. And that's at Yavapai College from 7:30 to noon. And again, like Sherry said, that's Saturday, this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And also the 86, I can't believe this, it's 86 years, the annual calf sale and pit barbecue at the Mon Ranch in Peoples Valley, which is down 89 South.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful drive just to get there. It's a beautiful area, and that's from 8 to 3. And it's only $12 a person.
I know.
It's all local stuff there, too.
I'm going to that.
Yep, Sherry will be
yep,
there.
Yep, I'll be there. Going to be there first thing in the morning.
And let's see,
well, we
Saturday
the
29th, yep, Hope Fest in the Courthouse Plaza. I mentioned that one.
Mm-hmm.
Play Day, which is a new event, barbecue and sports event for the whole family, and that's at Pioneer Park from 11 to 5 on Saturday the 29th also.
And then we have Blessings of the Animals at St. Luke's.
That's kind of a fun one.
I love that one at 2 p.m.
Put that on the end. Yeah,
I thought my animal could use some blessing.
Yes, that's Saturday the 30th, and that's at 2 p.m. Yeah, at St. Luke's. That's a nice thing.
It absolutely is. Well, there's lots to do, and if you want to learn more about it, you can go down, visit our visitor center.
Yeah, or go to the website at www.prescott.org. Come on down and see us. We're open 7 days a week downtown.
Absolutely. And the hours on the weekends
on
are
the
from
weekend,
10 to 2.
10 to 2, that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
During the week until 5.
Yeah, very good. And then you can also visit prescott.org for all
it.
This. And there's so much just going on. And, you know, I just want to encourage everyone to please continue to shop locally and, you know, participate in all these events. All these events support something in our community, whether it's a fundraiser for, like, scholarships for the arts, like what Donna talked about.
Yeah, yeah, for the Artist Studio Tour coming
yeah,
up. Yeah,
I mean,
come
all,
down and pick up
this,
that brochure, too.
All of this stuff is so important to our community.
Yes,
it's so important to shop locally.
Absolutely.
We can't encourage it enough. So thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.